Residents of the Jenin refugee camp say they no longer believe there will be a true accounting of how many Palestinians died in the fighting there. There has been no evidence to date supporting Palestinian claims of a massacre involving hundreds of deaths, but human rights groups have found evidence of possible war crimes committed by the Israeli army, a charge Israel denies. NPR's Peter Kenyon revisited the camp. He found that the need to rebuild hundreds of demolished houses is overtaking the desire for an undisputed death toll.
Here in the center of the Jenin refugee camp, the part that was flattened by Israeli rockets and bulldozers during the recent military offensive, it's not hard to find homeless residents like Faisal Salah eager to accuse the troops of burying large numbers of Palestinians under the rubble.
There are many Al-Aqsa mattress roof died under the sand, under the sod. Oh my goodness, there are no milk for children, no medicine, no electric light, no anything. What do you feel with us?
But aid workers who clearly do feel sympathy for the Palestinian civilians are not corroborating the claims of hundreds dead. Both Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International have conducted investigations and say there was no massacre. The groups did find what they call evidence of possible war crimes that should be investigated further. Tim Rothermel with the United Nations Development Program is among those who visited the Jenin camp and sees no reason to exaggerate the damage that was done.
People have asked me this, and I said, look, this is not London after the Blitz, or it's not Ground Zero in Manhattan.
But the central part of the camp is a scene of intense destruction that will cost some $350 million to restore, according to preliminary estimates. A jagged mass of corrugated metal crumples against the blade of a bulldozer clearing a path through the remains of houses in the central part of the Jenin camp. A few piles of rubble away, local officials brief residents waiting in tents on their old home sites about the prospects for having their own shelter once again. Also listening in, a group of officials from the United Arab Emirates who have pledged to help foot the bill for rebuilding as many as 800 homes in the camp. Jenin camp official Hamad Abu Khralian says there's a bitter conviction among residents here that the international community buckled under Israeli and American pressure to block the UN fact-finding mission. But even so, he says, it's time to move on.
Investigation is finished now. We are not waiting for an investigation. Now we are waiting until they remove the destroy houses, and then they are starting. Maybe after 1 month they are starting rebuild the houses.
Yes. Okay.
Israeli army officials said they bulldozed these houses because they'd been wired with explosives by Palestinian fighters. Checking the houses that remain for booby traps or leftover Israeli ordnance is an ongoing process. Some buildings are marked with a triangle and the letter C. These are clear of explosives, but others have squares and the letter X. These have not been checked. Pierre Poupard with UNICEF is here to help local children tell the difference.
And this is exactly what we say to the children in the schools. We explain to them, look at those signs and please be very careful, because there were around 20 incidents. One child was killed two weeks ago.
But school has resumed, and on this day, parents have been invited to bring their children to the Red Crescent Society for something that has been all too unusual lately, a chance to play. For a little while, both the children and their smiling parents are escaping the reality of life in the camp. But outside, the clouds of dust rising from the shifting rubble are grim reminders that it will be a long time before anything resembling normal life returns. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jenin Refugee Camp.